Hear now these words that come from Paul's letter from the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were all called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to that of the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. May God's blessings rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for your servant Paul, for his work and ministry within the church. We are grateful, O God, for these words of Scripture, for their instruction upon our daily lives and living. We pray, O God, that your Spirit might rest upon each and every one of us, and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that they might be pleasing and acceptable, O God. You are our rock and our Redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So which is it? Do you live according to the flesh, according to the Spirit, or somewhere in between? Paul lays it on the line in this passage of Scripture this morning from Galatians. How are you living your life? Now, for most of us, probably for all of us, there's that war, there's that tension that's going on inside of us. That tension between the flesh and the Spirit. Here again, the words that Paul writes: for what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. I think Paul probably would rephrase that a little bit today, because when we do what we want, we typically give in to the flesh. But rather, when Christ is a part of us, we do what we know God wants us to do. So how will we be known? As one who lived according to the flesh, or one who lived according to the Spirit? But let's not even go that far away. How are we known today? As one who lives according to the flesh, or one who lives according to the Spirit? Do people we meet every day along the way know that we are Christians? Because our lives are for some the only sermons living in the flesh, if I may use that terminology. How we live our lives is how others are experiencing Jesus Christ. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious. Fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, things like these. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against such things as this. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh and the passions and its desires. If we live by the Spirit, then we're also guided daily by the Spirit. Folks, I'm not so sure that I can say it any better than that. Jesus Christ working through Paul has given us words, a model to live our daily lives by. Is love a part of our daily lives and living? Not just for our families, not just for our friends, but how about those co-workers that get a little under our skin? How about those at the checkout line that, they've got 20 items. Why are they in the 12 or less line? Do we allow joy to be written upon our faces with all that we do and all that we say? And do we have a peace that passes all understanding that underlies our personalities? Is there patience in all that we do? Are we willing to show kindness to everyone? Is there a spirit of generosity with all that Almighty God has blessed and entrusted us with in our daily lives and living? Are we faithful in all that we do? Is there a spirit of gentleness as we live out our lives and interact daily with God's children? And do we maintain self-control in everything that we do? Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. And we live by the Spirit and are guided by the Spirit each and every day. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for Paul, his words and his teachings that puts the words of Jesus Christ in some new words that we can practice each and every day. But we recognize the fact, O God, that it's easier said than done. And so we pray that your Spirit would guide and direct each and every one of us, that we might live faithfully as your children, we might live faithfully as your disciples, that we might enable the fruit of your Spirit to guide and to direct us in all that we do, that we indeed might be sent into the world, that we might be your church and your disciples. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.